Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Trek Radio interview. Fan sets.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Trek Radio Presents. We are here in studio with Mighty Mundane and myself, Risa Soraya, and we have a special guest with us today, John Garrison from Fansets. Welcome, John.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show.
It's good to have you. Now, we've bumped into you guys at several conventions this summer, at San Diego Comic-Con, at Star Trek Las Vegas, and we got a chance to see your latest pin set, which is an officially licensed 50th anniversary Star Trek collection. Am I correct?
Yes, actually, we are officially licensed, and we did launch with Star Trek. We actually launched at the convention in Las Vegas, and we were there with an assortment of 36 pins, and definitely celebrating the 50th anniversary of Star Trek, a show we all love, and it coincided. It was a perfect year for us to launch, and it's been really good since then. We've been to the Mission New York, the New York Comic Con, and we're just having a good time with our pins at this point.
Well, and I have to say, one thing that's special about your pins, other than they're really high quality, they're very impressive, but there is something special from your pins that are different than the other collectible pins that you see out there, and that's you have some augmented reality option. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Augmented reality, we're working with a group now that's one of the world's leading companies in dealing with the cutting-edge technology and augmented reality, and we saw a great opportunity to take that technology and merge it with some of our pin designs. So we actually started a line of pins. The first one is available now for sale, and the second one just went into design. But essentially, it allows a user to download a free app, and with that app on their phone or their tablet, they're able to take that, and it utilizes the camera feature in their device. And when they focus it on our pin, it actually launches a little augmented reality segment. It's got it's like watching a little video. It's got sound. And since we're licensed with CBS, all of the sounds, all of the voices, everything that you'll hear in our augmented reality clips are actually from the show. It is the actual actor. So when you view our first augmented reality clip with the original Enterprise and you hear Captain Kirk, that is actually William Shatner's voice.
Awesome. Now, what goes into that kind of technology? Like, what kind of work? Where did it start? Or where did you even come up with that idea?
Well, we're I guess the way that most listeners would probably be familiar with that type of technology now is in the Pokemon Go. We actually had started looking into it before that. We had the opportunity through a friend of ours to make an acquaintance with somebody that actually works with this company, and we started brainstorming the various ideas. And essentially, it's a software piece. It's a program piece that is triggered off a specific image or a specific item. And so we were able to take that and design a pin, and then utilizing that design, actually have that trigger the little video segment.
Yeah, I picked up a couple of them in Vegas, and I was amazed at the workmanship of them. I actually have the Galaxy class and the Archer, which is such a weird combination. I don't know why I did that.
It is an interesting combination. I guess I know the Enterprise show and the cast and the crew tend to, people kind of look sideways at them sometimes even in the Star Trek world, but I love all the Star Trek, and I actually love our Archer pin. Yes, we spend a lot of time with the design and with the quality. One of the things, being fans ourselves, me and both my partners, Lou and Dan, are all Star Trek fans. We grew up with it, and so it kind of holds a special place in our heart. So when we see something, we want to make sure that everything that we produce is something we would actually want to include in our own collections. That's kind of where it started. So the accuracy and the detail of the pins, the quality of the pins are all very, very important to us, not only as the owners of the company, the founders of the company, but as personal collectors ourselves, as fans ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at them, and when I saw how solid they were and how good they looked, I had to pick up a, a couple before I left the convention back for home.
Well, and I'm amazed at how close to the actual actor or actress they are. Yes. Are you going off of images you've received from CBS, or are you hand drawing them? Where does the design come from?
We are actually taking one of the things that I do is go and research for each pin. We work with a variety of artists, and I can do rough sketches of pin concepts at times, but I will collect I'll go out and Google an actor and actress, and we'll pull in images and then compile them into the facial expression that we want. And then it becomes a back and forth with the artist where we'll send them something. They'll send us back the first design off of that. We'll say, no, that's not right. The nose isn't right. The ears aren't right, or whatever. And we'll go back and forth as often as it takes to try and capture the essence of that person. I mean, we've had pins that the first time it comes back, it's so close. It's perfect. It's right. And then we have other ones that we had actually started on close to the beginning of our production line that are just coming into production now because we've gone back and forth so many times just trying to capture that proper look for that character.
I love that you said that your fans as well, because for some of these pins, you have the obvious, the popular ones, the captains and things like that, but then you have some characters that might have only been on one or two episodes, or some characters that are fan favorites. Like, I so want to buy this. There's a little Star Trek Gorn pin. Oh, Gorn.
Yes.
There's Quark.
The Gorn is definitely, yes, we do a Quark, but I love the Gorn. I think most Star Trek fans, at least to the original series, can go back to that arena episode, and I think it's just, it's been kind of a favorite. We actually got to meet the actor that was inside the Gorn suit, and we had him autograph a photo to fan sets at I think at the New York show. But we love the characters. That's one of our goals, is to come out and not just do, you know, Picard and Archer and Kirk and Spock, but we want to go back and pick up some of the characters that are ignored. I mean, we've even gone into the animated series with Mress, and we've been told that our Bonaventure pin, which just came out, we just rolled that out at the New York Comic Con, that may actually be the first product put out there for retail sale that actually features that ship.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And you have another one coming out at the end of the month, correct?
Yes. Well, what we're doing with the Star Trek, we worked very hard to come up with a good base of characters and ships. And now, as we're picking up additional licenses, we've acquired the license with Warner Brothers for DC Comics and Harry Potter. And so it's taking some of our time there. We're coming up with a schedule. We're trying to make it more predictable for the fans and for the people that want to collect our pins, where we're not just coming out and flooding the market and saying, well, here's another 20 pins, but we're trying to pace it to make it more affordable for people, to give them a heads up on our website as to a schedule on who's coming when, and just put a little bit of organization to it.
Well, and if our listeners want to check them out for themselves, you guys are at fansets.com, FANSETS.com. And you have more than just Star Trek there. I see you have collections with DC Comics, Harry Potter, and Firefly.
Yes, we are very, very happy to be able to add those to our collections. We're pretty proud that we managed to land that and we've started. We're at the point now with Star Trek where we've got approximately 50, 55 pins out on the market now, and with DC and Harry Potter following, I think we've got 22 pins now for DC Comics characters and our first 11 in the Harry Potter collection. We've got more coming. With Harry Potter, we're not only doing the characters, but similar to the Star Trek pins that we're doing, we have the characters and we have the ship pins. In the Harry Potter world, we're doing the characters and we're doing the creatures. So we'll have the dragons, the basilisk. And the first one of those should be coming out on our site before Christmas. It's a plan. We've actually got the first dragon pin, the Hungarian horntail, and the basilisk pin that had been designed, and they're in approval with Warner right now.
Take my money. You know what? I'm excited. I'm excited for the Firefly ones because it's going to be the first time you're going to be able to pin a brown coat to your brown coat.
That's right. I love Firefly. I'm sure I'm one of many, many fans who are very, very sad that that show went away so quickly. Mm. Nathan Fillion's one of my favorite actors. He was great as Captain Mal. And we did land Firefly and Alien and Predator with that. And we have the prototypes for the Serenity and Mal have been done. And those will be going into production very soon. Again, I think Christmas stocking stuffers, they will be here. And we just put in the rest of the crew. So Kaylee and Jane and Simon and River, all of those will be, they're in at the artists right now. And we're hoping to have those out very soon.
So are you guys going to be going to another convention? What's the next big event that people can go and check out your wares?
Looking at it as we round out this year, we're looking at closing the year out with a convention in December. We'll be at the Star Trek show on December 9th out in San Francisco, and we'll be showing off hopefully several new Star Trek pins at that point. For the listeners that were at Mission New York that saw our Guardian of Forever pin that everybody seemed to love so much, we'll have another pin design ready for San Francisco that's going to celebrate the voyage home, the movie.
Interesting. Any tidbits on what it's going to be?
The voyage home. It's designed. It's in production. I have to say, you have to come. Well, I wanted to say come see it, but I think if you go to our website now, there's probably a preview of it up. But it's going to feature the Golden Gate, the Bird of Prey that Kirk and the crew were on, as well as Humpback Whale.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
And it will feature. What's that?
I said you're going to have a George and Gracie pin?
It won't be George and Gracie. It's just one pin or one whale on it, but it's kind of a collage of the major features from that movie, and like people are getting used to seeing with our with the pins that we designed for these shows, it will have glitter on it. The gold glitter that was on the Guardian pin just went over very, very well with fans. That is definitely, I believe, from the people that are buying our pins, one of the favorite pins that we've done yet. On top of the fact that it's probably the best, if not one of the best, from the original series as far as an episode goes.
Now, in looking at your collection, to go back to the Star Trek collection, I'm seeing pins from the original series, from Next Generation, DS9, Voyager, Enterprise. Do you have any plans to do some of the new Kelvin timeline, the JJ movies?
We are actually in talks with CBS on that right now. The JJ movies are actually a separate license than the one we have. We're licensed for the 5 shows, the animated series, and the first 10 movies. To get the JJ movies is another license. So yes, that is in the future. That is in our plans. But that will probably be sometime next year.
So if people want to see that happen, they need to support fan sets and buy the pins, and then you need to post on their social media. You can find fan sets on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just search for fan sets, and I'll give your website a shout out one more time, fansets.com. You can see all the featured collections. I wanted to go back to an artistic question. How do you determine the coloring or the style, specifically with your DC collection? Because often I hear from comic book fans, you know, there's sort of a classic image of the character, and then there's maybe a movie or an updated image, because these comic book characters have gone through such transformations over the years.
Oh, yeah,
how do you decide the colors or the design of the costume?
That is actually kind of a mix of a few things. First of all, again, we're all big fans. So when we go back and look at it, you know, when we started reading comics ourselves, it was a lot of the classic characters, and we've grown up and read and watched as these characters have changed and then moved into movies and TV and changed. And so some of the basic colors are driven by a style guide that Warner Brothers has for the specific blue of a Superman suit or a specific red. But a lot of it is discussions that we have in-house and looking at characters and of course, pulling out some of our favorites, which is why you see a Firestorm pin in the first round. It's why you see a Vigilante pin in the first round, because those are personal favorites. But what you'll find very soon on our site, we're expecting actually the next production run to land any day here. And you're going to see, like, Wonder Woman will have four versions. We've actually got the classic. We have the Dawn of Justice version from the movie. We have the New 52 version from that stage of comic books. And we just put out the Rebirth version of Wonder Woman. So you'll be seeing those same four iterations for Batman and Superman as well. We have, I expect it to be out by the end of the year, we'll have the Justice League in the New 52 version. So we're very aware of the differences, and one of the things we look at is how much really changed in that character from one iteration to the next. Is it worth another pin? And if the lightning bolt on Flash's leg just changed direction or something happened, it may not be worth a pin right now. We're looking at the pins where the characters had some kind of significant change in costume, in coloring, and something to make it worthwhile to line them all up together and look at them and go, wow, this is fun. Here's all the different versions of this character.
Oh, yeah. Great example is the Joker.
The Joker has changed a lot. We just came out with the classic Joker, and the first Joker that we released came out with the Suicide Squad set. The timing of our license with Warner in the movie, that we focused our attention on coming out with 12 Suicide Squad pins in the beginning. But we've definitely branched out from that, not want to give away, I guess, our age and say we're old, but we're all big, big fans of the classic stuff. So you'll be seeing a lot of things from Justice Society. You'll be seeing early Legion of Superheroes characters. You'll be seeing some of the characters that may or may not be mainstream today. But at the same time, you know, we're not going to ignore the young fans of today and the people that are more in tune with the modern stuff. We're really trying to strike a balance with that. To put a plug in here, one of the things we're looking at starting probably in Q1 of next year, we're actually looking at a membership club on our site. The club will be free to join, but it'll be a commitment to buy pins, and we're actually looking at coming out with exclusive pins that will only be available to club members.
Interesting.
Oh, great perk.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to focus. We've actually already started designing the first pins for that. And so my example earlier with Wonder Woman and the four iterations, one of the first club pins that comes out will actually be the World War II version of Wonder Woman, where she's in the skirts. And you'll be able to pick up some unique, I guess, costumes and versions of some of these characters through the club.
Yeah. Now, is the only place that people can get your pins at fansets.com? Or are they distributed other places as well?
Right now, it's fansets.com, and it's at the shows that we go to. And again, anyone can go to our website, and we will, as we finalize shows for this next year, we'll start listing the shows and where we're going to be at. We are in discussions with several groups. I guess I'll throw a pitch here for a local comic book shop, Griffin's Games and Comics, up in Fort Collins, and they are carrying our pins now. That's actually my personal comic book shop. I took some of the pins in from them, and they're carrying our full line. And very, very soon, with all the discussions that are going now, we're hoping to be in several different retail outlets.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, that's going to be cool to see in stores. People are going to go nuts for that.
Actually working on a gravity box right now. The first one that will come to market into the mass retail space, we believe, will be a retail gravity box that will actually feature the new 52 Justice League.
So I have to ask, what's a gravity box?
Okay, it's...
I'm the non-geek in the room.
Well, a gravity box really isn't geek talk. It's more the retail space. If you go into Walgreens or Target or Walmart and in the aisles where they have all the cards and the little toys with the packages, all, the gravity box is just a fancy way of saying a box where the front of the box pulls out and it gravity feeds the product, so it always looks like there's something in there until the box is empty. It's just a packaging format.
Oh, gotcha. Well, then this may be another dumb question or not. I'm looking at the 50th anniversary Captain's Pin set, and you have a domestic and an international. So does that mean that Star Trek fans outside of North America can purchase your pins? Is that what the international is?
Absolutely.
Or is there a difference on the pin?
Absolutely. Now, we are licensed in several countries outside the United States for Star Trek, and what we did that 50th anniversary captain set is, I'm going to show my bias here and say it's a beautiful, beautiful set, but it was designed specifically for the 50th anniversary. It's limited to 1,701 pieces. Each piece is numbered on the back, so anyone purchasing the set, all six pins that they receive for their set will have the same number on the back. It'll be, you know, set number 96 of 1701, and every pin in their set will have that number. We're in the process of finalizing that set now. The Kirk and the center pin are done. The Picard pin is done. The Sisko pin is in production right now. And the Janeway and the Archer are in final art, and the Janeway is actually in at CBS for approval now. So the two different rates, it's the same set, but it costs us a lot more to ship internationally, especially piece by piece on this set, than it does domestically.
So would they receive all six pieces at once, or would they receive them one at a time as they're released?
Anybody ordering it now would receive the center pin, the Kirk, and the Picard. We anticipate shipping Sisko probably by early November, and then Janeway and Archer will ship late November and December, so the entire set should be done by Christmas. So depending on when they order it, whatever pins we have done and in production, they will see that initially and then receive the other pins if they come out. But the target date we have is the entire set will be done by the end of this year. Being a 50th anniversary set, that was kind of the goal, is to be done by the end of the 50th anniversary celebration for Star Trek.
Well, and your pins, like, they start at 2 inches tall. So what is your, is the six pin captain set your largest one, or what is your largest pin?
Those are our largest pins right now on those. I believe across the top of the captain's pins, they're approximately 5 inches long. Our AR pin that we talked about, the augmented reality earlier, is a 4-inch pin. Basically, our character pins, the average size of those, or the common size, is 2 inches. Now, if we get a Quark, you know, he's an inch and three quarters. As we get into some of the bigger characters, you'll see they may go up to 2.25 inches. And while we can't get it scaled perfectly on this, we want to give a nod to whether a character typically is shorter or taller. So from the Harry Potter series, you'll see that the professors, Snape, and as they come out, the McGonagall and the other ones will be 2 inches. The kids, Harry and Ron and Ginny, and they're all slightly shorter, and Hagrid is a little bit taller. So we're trying to make it so when you stand them all up together and look at them, that there is that nod that they are sized appropriately against each other.
I totally see it when you have Quark standing next to Q or next to the Klingon. You can see, the different heights, or 7 of 9. It's really cool.
It's you could almost like it's almost as if it's, I don't want to say it's to scale, but it's more or less pretty like you guys said, okay, this person's taller, this person's a little shorter, kind of got it in the ballpark at least.
Yes, we definitely wanted to recognize that fact and some of the fun stuff. When you go and look at our DC Comics selection, anyone familiar with the old cartoon that knows, you know, Apache Chief, he had the ability to grow really tall. If you look at that pin big. Is just shy of 3 inches tall.
Yeah, it's
and
nice.
So he'll
pin.
Be almost, I think he's 3/4 of an inch taller than our typical pin. And you know, we'll be having more fun with that with other characters. There's another one that is coming soon. It's Elastigirl, for any of you DC fans that are familiar with her, and she will be Apache Chief height. So any character that has the ability to shrink, you may see smaller versions of those characters.
Interesting. Will we see any utility pins like tricorders, phasers, comm badges?
That's something we've looked at, and I can't say for certain one way or another whether we'll definitely do them. We have discussed the tricorders and the phasers and doing some of the other equipment. The comm badges is kind of up in the air right now because that is something that some other groups are doing. Mm. And right now we're really wanting to make what we come out with be unique. I mean, a comm badge to a certain extent is a comm badge. Yeah. And yeah. So, you know, we're not wanting to put our efforts on that right now. Those have been done. We want to give fans something new, something unique.
Understood. Yeah, it would be interesting to see things that are like that are less done. A tricorder pin. I've never seen a tricorder pin ever.
No. And that is why we've looked at some of the various equipment on that end, tricorders and some of the different phasers between the groups, between the different shows. And that is definitely a possibility. One of our challenges right now is being fans and just getting into this. And we launched our website on June 13th. So, you know, you're looking at a very fast ramp up for a company as far as selection and the licenses and what we've managed to pull together. But one of our challenges is coming up with who do we put out, when do we put it. We've still got major characters for some of the Trek shows that aren't out yet. And at the same time, as fans are saying, oh, we want to put this out, we want to put this guy out, we want to put her out, we want to do a different costume version. And so it's trying to get that balance for what's coming out and what's an appropriate time, you know, to come up with an equipment pin right now essentially is launching a different line. We've got our characters and we've got our ships. It would be a third line of, or actually a fourth line of pins, because we have our show pins, like the Guardian pin, we have the Captain's pin, so it would almost be a fourth series of pins to come out with at this time.
Yeah, and obviously you would see something like a Kira or an O'Brien or even a Wesley Crusher come out before, let's say, for example, an Exocomp pin.
Well, Kira is on her way. She was one of those fun characters with the nose to get that right on the pin to make it look right, but we finally got her done. She is actually in production right now, so she will start showing up soon on the coming soon list.
Mm-hmm.
We are again going back to the accuracy. There was a small article that came out in the Star Trek magazine, and it showed our Kirk pin, and the title of the article was Pinpoint Accuracy. And that's what it talked about is our attention to detail. And you know, We're very serious about that. We're not perfect on things. I'm going to confess here on radio with you guys that we put out a pin that got by us, and there was a small flaw in the design in the actual ship that ended up on the ship pin, and it was actually pointed out by one of the reviewers on it. The Irish Trekkie was looking at it, and it was our Excelsior pin. And as soon as we saw that, we immediately pulled that pin. You cannot buy that pin from us any longer. And the new, improved, absolutely sure it's the Excelsior pin, it just came through the sample stage of approval with CBS.
Interesting.
Did any of the other ones actually get sold?
Yes, they are out there. That's how that one got found. It got by. It actually got by us. It got by CBS.
Edition. Yeah, ultra
yep,
rare.
However many are sold.
Wow.
However many sold, that's what's out there sitting on the bottom shelf of a in our office, we've got a couple hundred of these things sitting there that we're trying to figure out what to do with, but they're not sold. We're very serious about the quality and the accuracy and, you know, within reasonable constraints. These still are pins. You can only do so much detail on some of the pins, but I don't think anybody can really argue looking at some of these pins of the Defiant and the Reliant, some of the pins that we've got. There's an amazing amount of detail and accuracy in the pins for the format of the product.
Yeah. We were wondering if any of the celebrities have passed by and given you any feedback.
Actually, they have. We've had some fun stories already. We had our booth in Las Vegas, and we were set up, and Nichelle Nichols had her autograph table right down the aisle from us. And we had gone by and given her some of the Uhura pins that we had done, and she loved them. And later in the show, she was just wandering the floor, and she came by and saw our booth and stopped, and we had a mock-up of a display of the original series crew that actually included a couple pins in there that weren't for sale yet. We just had them there as kind of a coming soon, and we wanted the whole original crew. And she saw that, and she's like, how can I buy this? I want to buy this from you right now. And we just kind of looked at each other, and it's like, what are we going to do? This is Nichelle Nichols. We gave it to her.
Yeah, no.
And so then, you know, she was very kind, very generous, took some pictures with us in the booth, and just a wonderful lady. But we gave it to her. We, at the same show, Walt Koenig, he was walking by, and we caught him and talked to him and gave him, at that point, it was a prototype of a Chekhov pin. And he was just such a kind man. He just looked at us, held the pin, and said, well, would you like me to wear it? Absolutely. And so he put it on, and we saw him several times through the rest of the day there at the show, and he wore our pin the rest of the day.
That's
amazing.
Cool.
And then I got to meet Scott Bakula, and again, I know Enterprise isn't necessarily the most popular show, but I've loved the actor in Quantum Leap, and currently watch him in the NCIS New Orleans, and so he's one of my favorites. And got to meet him and get his autograph on a picture for fan sets, and gave him some of the Archer pins. It's been really fun to meet some of the personalities. We actually saw Gates McFadden, and we showed her one of her pins, and it was a funny reaction. She looked at it, and she says, oh, you made me beautiful. Okay, you were already beautiful. It was just, it's just a lot of fun to meet these personalities and see the reactions to our pins.
She was actually the one I was thinking of. In terms of, have you gotten any feedback? Because she's very infamous for having a little miniature figurine of herself that she calls 1/8 Gates. And it has its own social media account and takes pictures and has thoughts.
It would be funny if
2-inch Gates meets 1-inch Gates, and, you know.
That would be great.
Yeah, she's... we have her pin done since the show where we met her now, and the next show that we're at, that she is at, I can assure you, if we can get to her table, she will have a handful of Beverly Crusher pins.
Nice.
I did want to ask one thing. The pins, I was curious. They're cast iron, right? Are they cast iron?
Yes, some of the metals, depending on the pins, there are iron in them. They're nickel alloys. Depending on the size of the pin, those alloys change a little bit. I can't tell you exactly what they're made up of, other than they are magnetic. So there is actual nickel, steel, and iron in those.
That explains what happened with my comm badge.
I have a Captain Kirk pin that I've taken and put a magnet on it, and I wear it on my collar at the shows, and then I have other pins on my lanyard, and more than once I'll turn my head and Kirk reaches out and grabs somebody else on my lanyard.
Yeah, that actually is surprising. I want to wear them, but I didn't want to kill a shirt. So being magnetic is something that I'm glad to hear.
Well, looking at that, thank you for the opening. Actually, we have talked to CBS. We're looking at it. at bringing out the more popular characters and ships first and moving into it, but we are actually looking at bringing out magnetic pins.
Mm. Yeah, because they...
So, yes, we have heard...
We've heard several people
with that same concern. Yeah, so... Yes, be looking for those. That will probably be a 2017 initiative, but yes, be looking for Star Trek magnetic pins.
Yeah, because right now I could probably put a magnet on this sucker, but I don't want to open it. It's weird. You want to wear something, you don't want to open it.
Well, buy two. Come on, you're a collector now, right? That's what I did for years with the comics, is that buy two.
One in the box,
buy two action
one in the
figures.
Touch.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Wash
yes,
your hands,
one, yes,
turn
the
page.
The other one. I've spent my life living that way.
Well, we really
and,
appreciate
it's just
you.
Fun to,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying it's fun to be on the other side of it some too, and you know, being the collector and Lou and I, when we get these packages, I mean, it's we actually when we send texts back and forth, do we call it Christmas Day? It's like UPS is coming today. It's Christmas. So we have a lot of fun opening these too. I mean, these are again. Our goal was to produce a product that we would want to collect. So it's fun to be on the collector side, but the real fun now is that, you know what? I've always wanted a pin of this character, and now that's going to happen.
I believe Archer agrees. We're on radio, and yes. No one can see me hold up the pin.
Oh, so I was like, Archer, where's that coming from? Well, we really appreciate you taking some time to be with us this afternoon. Again, the website is fansets.com. And you can check them out on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Is there anything we didn't get a chance to ask you about that you want to make sure that our listeners know?
I think we actually covered it pretty good, other than please continue to look for our pins. We love our fans. We are in ongoing conversations with many of them. So please go to Twitter, go to Facebook. Come find us at the shows and talk to us. We love the input. There are pins in existence right now because fans have come and said, I want this. I've never seen one and I want it. And so, yeah, please, we love the fans. And that would be the big thing is we're very open and receptive. Come talk to us.
Excellent.
Absolutely. I guess.
Do we have any other business, Mighty?
I didn't know.
Sorry,
what's on the agenda
for today? I'm
trying
so desperately not to cough.
I'll handle the outro. All right, here we go.
Oh, wait. One thing, it's on your website, and we didn't mention it. Buy any 4 pins, get free shipping. So should we do that?
Yeah, we can cut it.
Yeah, we can mention that. That's a normal special that we've had running right now. I didn't want to get too much into the sales pitch stuff with y'all, but we do have stuff. We've also got a Suicide Squad special right now for Halloween, our trick-or-treat special where you can get all 12 of those pins for $60. So
shameless plug, it's
know,
radio.
I
it's all out there.
All
talk
right.
about it.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Right now, for anybody that's listening, if you want to go to our website and purchasing from our website, if you buy any 4 pins right now, that gets you free shipping. So we'll get them to you, save a little bit there. It'd be just like buying them at the show from us. And then for Halloween, looking at the Suicide Squad, our initial DC launch was with 12 Suicide Squad pins. And if you go in now and purchase those, we've got a special price for Halloween where you can pick up all 12 pins for $60.
All righty.
Okay,
sorry,
that was
calling.
Awesome. And I appreciate it. I mean, I appreciate the support of y'all wanting to even talk to us with this. And you know, hopefully we'll run into y'all.
We sat across from each other in Vegas
shows.
The entire time.
In Vegas. I know.
Yeah.
We were talking about that.
It's
I actually
so
confirmed that with my partner this morning. It's like, this was the group that sat across from us that entire
yes.
show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, it was the craziest thing. And, every time you guys were available, we had someone. It was just nuts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Trek Radio. This has been the interview with Fansets. John Garrison, have a great night, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time. I'm Mighty Mundane, and this is Ryza.